Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You're listening to Metal Shop here on KISW. I'm speaking with Jeff Krelitz, CEO of the legendary Heavy Metal magazine. And coming up here, available now actually for pre-order, is Megadeth Death by Design. It is a 350-page graphic novel kind of spanning the career of Megadeth. It's pretty awesome. 35th anniversary of the band. It's pretty huge, man. Have you been receiving a lot of people really stoked about this project?
It's been overwhelming. We're just so excited about how people have responded. The funny thing is, people haven't really seen that much of it. I think we've only released one of the two covers and maybe a dozen pages of art from each story, and there's so much more to go.
It's pretty awesome, man. Like, I was just looking at some of the photos from the Heavy Metal website, and it looks insane. I mean, my question is how closely did Megadeth work with this? I saw that Dave Mustaine was a big proponent of this happening. How closely did he work with the artists and the writers?
You know, we're really fortunate with Megadeth that they were not only just really excited about the project, but Mustaine, when I asked him, could you please give me a little background on each story? Give me, you know, write me up a paragraph max, a sentence. He said, you know what? That's just going to take too much time. Why don't I just record a little background on everything? So he gave us about 2 to 4 minutes on every song, what it was about, where he was when he wrote it. So really what the creators had to work with was they had it really from the horse's mouth, and then it was open to interpretation.
Yeah.
We then got pitches in from different creators, different creative teams, sent it over to the guys, and, you know, Dave was like, yes or no, and, you know, then he would sometimes ask some questions about, what do you think about this? And really, it was a great process. We had a lot of fun with him, but truly when you're experiencing this, it's a fantastic visual representation of kind of the spirit of every song.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And, like, I'm sure that there's people that have been smoking a little herb over the years listening to these Megadeth albums that probably pictured these things in their head, and now we get to see it all in a book. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And beyond that, they'd also, there were special editions, so there's three different versions. There's four. So there's one edition that's signed by Dave, one cover that we have, and one cover that FYE has.
Okay.
Both are exclusive to us. Then there's one that comes with a deluxe. The first two deluxe editions come with four clear 180-gram vinyls of Warheads on Foreheads.
Yeah, they're greatest hits, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's really great about this, and Dave said this the other week, was that some of the songs like Skull Beneath the Skin, which has been on every other album, wasn't on this one because they wanted something that was going to be a new selection, a new vibe, which is why it was so great to work on this project, because it really is, you know, the best of the best. But at the same time, it's things that you wouldn't expect. Dave did some deep dives. I mean, the great thing about Megadeth is it's a band that tells great stories.
Mm-hmm.
And bands that tell great stories are awesome for this kind of interpretation. Bands like Iron Maiden, bands like Megadeth.
Yes.
They're able to, I mean, Steve Harris, awesome storyteller. Every song is a story. Every song's a complete story or part of a whole concept album. The Who, fantastic storyteller. And when you're getting to Megadeth, Dave had something to say. Dave really, he had opinions. He's smart. He's funny. So in the songs that he wrote, it really lent itself to that next step of visual medium that we were able to create.
That's so awesome, man. Like, but thinking back to this relationship of Heavy Metal and Megadeth, who got the ball rolling? Was it their camp approach you guys, or what? How did that work out?
We talked to management a while ago in 2017. We were starting up our first music issue.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was the first music issue heavy metal had done since, I think, the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in that we had Motley Crue and Ozzy, Nine Inch Nails, Marilyn Manson. It was Maiden. It was a really big event. And we showed that to them and said, listen, this is the direction we're going, which are these, you know, album-sized graphic novels that are going to come with music. So it's a new way to service music.
Yeah.
Because really, at the end of the day, while it can be inspired by, and it's great that you have the comic format, which is illustrated, you really want to be able to experience it and kind of have a soundtrack to the visuals. So yeah, we sat down and I told him what I wanted to do. I met with Dave. I think the first meeting I had with Dave was in December.
Okay.
And he said, well, how quick can you get this thing out? Now, a 360-page, you know, anthology graphic novel, normally you would want 6 months to a year. The book was finished in about 10 weeks. We had amazing creators, the most motivated people on the planet. Dave was a dream to work with.
And, that's insane how fast that, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. You know, when it comes together, it really comes together. Like, you know, you always hear that one story, mm-hmm. when it tends to be like a great success story, both creatively and then, you know, to the public. And how the fans receive it, this is one of those times where just everyone that's looked at it has just been, one, amazed that I can't believe this thing is as good as, like, I'm looking at, and it transcends what I think, you know, I think, and Dave was talking about in the 90s, they did some comic with Chaos Comics, which is great. It looked like a 90s comic, but it was just very what you would expect if you were doing a Megadeth comic book.
Yeah.
And this was exactly not that. Sure, there are stories in there that's just Vic Rattlehead going nuts, but you have Vic Light stories where Vic's not even in it, but the spirit of the song, the spirit of Megadeth is in the song.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's kind of surprises where he pops up and you're not really looking. You kind of have to go back through. So we had a lot of, poetic license with Dave to really create something that, you know, is a next level for who Megadeth is. When you're looking at a band that's been here for 35 years and continues to make music and continues to engage and energize the fans, that's what you need, is something that's really going to transcend, I think, what's expected.
Definitely, man. And, you know, if someone's listening to this interview right now, but they're not necessarily much of a comic fan, but they're huge Megadeth fans, like, what do you think that they can expect from Death by Design? What does it bring to, like, a fan that really wants to deep dive into the Megadeth catalog?
I mean, if you want to deep dive into the Megadeth catalog with this, it really is giving you an insight into the creativity behind Megadeth. And I think that it's going to inspire you to re-engage with those songs and feel
nice.
Those songs in a different way. And really, I mean, there's plenty of metal, there's plenty of intensity. It doesn't disappoint on any level. And it really just amplifies what you're hoping.
That's awesome, man. Well, I look forward to it, man. And just a couple questions about you specifically. So from what I understand, you took over heavy metal in 2014?
Yes, it's been about 5 years.
And what was your first memory of Heavy Metal magazine growing up?
You know, when I was really young, way too young, I was about 5. My brothers are 10 years older. They gave me the French version of Metal Hurlant before it became Heavy Metal. And this is late 70s, and I couldn't read French. So I actually started writing my own stories to what was going on.
That's awesome.
And years later, I saw the Heavy Metal movie on Cinemax in between Tommy and Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, it was a fun night. It changed me as a kid.
Right.
But I switched school shortly after, and my best friend for the last 30 years said, oh man, you like the Heavy Metal movie. You must love the magazines. My eyes just like lit up. I said, there's magazines? And that's where I saw all the stories that I had originally seen for years as a kid in French. I finally was able to understand what they were, and I was hooked. I was never a superhero guy.
Yeah.
It wasn't my thing. I was always more on the, you know, alternative side of things. I was more of, you know, like a music guy. And then, you know, heavy metal was kind of like my staple when I went to the graphic arts.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. And so, like, the perfect combination of those. As you said, you were a metal, a music guy, and now obviously heavy metal magazine. So thinking back to your formative years, then what's your earliest memory of like hard rock or heavy metal music? When did that come into your life?
Kiss.
Nice.
It's a safe point of entry for any little kid that, you know, grew up in the late 70s, early 80s. It was my first concert was Kiss Dynasty, which also was, I think, the same year as I saw Metal Blonde, which I was way too young to be at. But, you know, it was that was when they were wearing capes and costumes, and that was like safe metal. It was kind of disco metal, so you were okay.
Sure, yeah.
But that became the gateway. Like, at first, you know, Iron Maiden, those were scary albums as a little kid, but then, you know, you kind of got into it. But I was lucky. I had siblings that were really into the lyrics, and they got me into the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know, music can be daunting, whether it's metal, whether it's hip hop. If you're just listening to the bass, you're just listening to the speed, you're not getting the lyrics that are going through there. Bands like Slipknot, great lyrics, great stories. And you know, those are the things that attract me. So when I was a kid, I started to listen to Maiden. And then I started to read the lyrics. I'm like, wow, these are all historical songs.
Right?
Power
yeah.
Slave, where you have Aces High. It's great stuff. And same deal with Megadeth. It's just like he told you a story. He really built imagination. And then when you get to know Dave, that's who he is. He thinks in visuals. He speaks in visuals.
Hell yeah, man. So you're like getting a DIY history lesson just through listening to this rad album.
Yeah.
If anyone's unaware, their actually Iron Maiden Legacy of the Beast series is also available right now with Heavy Metal Magazine. And I gotta ask, man, were you nervous at all about properly representing such iconic bands like Iron Maiden and now Megadeth?
No, it's one of those things that if you grew up with it and you understand it, and you know, I come from the film and TV background.
Yeah.
I have a marketing background, and so I really understood what everyone was going for. But when you sit down, I like to sit down with the band and actually talk about, you know, what is your goal? What do you see when you see this? And some people, you know, are very flat out. Sometimes there's not a lot of depth. You know, Maiden, we were very fortunate in that Lexi, who created Legacy of the Beast, also, you know, he's the brand manager for Maiden Comics.
Yeah.
Created the video game and the comic book. And so when we were working together, we all knew internally Maiden's very involved in a good way. Like they know their brand. They know what it's about. Mm-hmm. They know the rules of Eddie. So we just made sure we adhered to those rules. When it came to Megadeth, I asked, you know, what were the questions? You know, my questions were, what are the rules around Vic? And I don't want to, a lot of it comes out in the book, so I don't want to spoil it. But I just love the Vic Rattlehead character.
Yeah.
As much as I love Eddie, as much as I love the War Pig. You know, it's just like, it's there to fuel your imagination as much as it is to kind of give you a fun sense of dread.
That's awesome. I look forward to it, man. I'm very stoked about it. Again, it is available in stores June 5th, correct?
It'll be available in stores, I believe, June 5th. And then for pre-order, you can either go to FYE's store and they have their exclusive version, or you can go to our shop, which is shop.heavymetal.com, and we have multiple versions as well.
And it is Megadeth Death by Design, 35th anniversary of Megadeth. It is 350-page graphic novel celebrating the history of Megadeth. And Jeff, while we have you on the phone, is there anything you want to say to the Northwest audience in preparation for this release?
Buckle up.
Yes.
I mean, this is it's as big when you hold it as you would hope from a Megadeth release.
Nice.
It feels like it sounds.
Heavy. Nice.
Very heavy. Very heavy.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.